الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah in the eyes of Sunni scholars Supplication of Amir Ahlus Sunnah's successor O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah in the eyes of Sunni scholars Grant them the ability to carry out the religious activities of the Sunnah-inspired movement, Dawat-e-Islami, and be pleased with them for eternity. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of sending salat upon the Prophet, the final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who says, Sallallahu ala Muhammad has opened 70 doors of mercy for himself. Allah will place love for him in the hearts of people such that none will hold animosity for him except the one whose heart contains hypocrisy. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Ilyas Qadri should be a mufti. On the 7th of Jumadul Akhirah, 1403 AH, after the burial of Mawlana Qari Muslih ad-Din al-Siddiqi al-Qadri rahmatullahi alayh, many had gathered around his resting place to place flowers upon it. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Ilyas Attar al-Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, was also present directly next to his resting place. During this time, a mufti from Karachi took some flowers from above the grave, began to remove the petals from them, and proceeded to throw them away. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah could not remain silent and respectfully said to the mufti, "Perhaps you are infringing on the rights of the person resting here, because petals also make tasbih, i.e. glorification of Allah." The mufti was very impressed by these words. He remarked, Ilyas Qadri ought to be a mufti as he spotted my mistake. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Signs of Allah being pleased. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi said, A sign of Allah being pleased with one in the world is his righteous servants being pleased and the person's ability to perform good deeds. Our hearts being inclined towards pious predecessors is a sign of them being loved by Allah. Amir Ahl Sunnah's services for Islam. Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri is a practicing Islamic scholar, saintly individual, and renowned spiritual personality of the 15th Hijri century. Countless scholars from across the globe have praised and applauded his services for Islam over the years, with some even penning lines of poetry in his admiration. Alhamdulillah ala ihsanihi wa karamihi, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's spiritual path is one of the largest in the world today, which has reached millions of people in many countries. The blessings of his movement, Dawat-e-Islami, can be witnessed across the globe. A movement that was born out his hard work and effort. A sunnah-inspiring movement that fosters love for the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, takes one away from sins and encourages living in accordance to the Sunnah. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's religious services span a period of around 50 years as he was already serving Islam in various ways prior to the formation of Dawat-e-Islami. During this time, Allah utilized this great man to aid Islam in such splendid fashion that individuals began practicing the Sunnah and receiving their Islamic scholarship qualifications due to his efforts. At the time of writing, on the 18th of January 2025, More than 100,000 children have memorized Quran in Madrasatul Madina. His 50-year span of serving the religion has led to the construction of thousands of masjids and madrasas. Countless people have had the message of Islam reach them. Innumerable amounts of Islamic literature has been printed. If it was said that these religious services are a result of 200 years of efforts, it would not be incorrect. There is no doubt that this is all due to the immense grace and favor of Allah, the help of His final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the spiritual gaze of Islam's saints, rahmahumullah, particularly the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, and the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah preserve Dawat-e Islami and allow its message to reach every corner of the world. And may He cause the blessings of the Sunnah to appear in every place. The acceptance of this dua made by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah many years ago is not hidden from those familiar with the international services of Dawat-e Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and Sunni scholars. This short booklet contains the views and opinions of scholars and muftis regarding the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. They hail from the Indian subcontinent, the Arab world, and across the world. These scholars are of such caliber that their list of students spans the globe. There are some from amongst them who witnessed the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's passion for serving Islam from the beginning, and those with whom he spent much time. After observing the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's qualities and merits, many sheikhs granted him authorization in spiritual wayfaring and hadith. To maintain brevity, we will discuss the views of 26 scholars, which aligns with the 26th of Ramadan, the birth date of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. If this was to be made into a multi-part series, it would likely form a large work. May Allah grant the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah a long and healthy life and allow him to work further for Islam. By His mercy, may He keep us all in well-being. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 1. Mufti Sharifu al-Haq al-Amjadi, former head of Darul Ifta, Jamia al-Ashrafiyah, Mubarakpur, India. Many Sunnis will be familiar with Mufti Sharifu al-Haq al-Amjadi, rahmatullahi alayhi. He also visited the international headquarters of Dawat-e Islami in Pakistan and granted the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah deputization in spiritual wayfaring. He was very impressed by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's efforts and how far Dawat-e Islami had come. He tells, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas is carrying out amazing work on an international stage, purely for the sake of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, without seeking any monetary recompense. The result of this is that thousands upon thousands of misguided individuals become Sunnis, and countless people who were distant from Islam became firm adherents of the Sharia. Many millionaires and graduates grew their beards, began to wear the imama, started offering salah in congregation, began to take an interest in Islamic matters, and went on to inspire others too. Is this not an achievement we should hope Allah accepts? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who clings to my sunnah when my ummah becomes corrupted will have the reward of 100 martyrs. If the one who holds fast to the Sunnah when the Ummah becomes corrupted receives the reward of 100 martyrs, what is the reward for he who not only adheres to the Sunnah himself, but is the means of countless people practicing not only one Sunnah, but many? On another occasion, he said, I have reached a stage of my life where I cannot go out and do work myself. Otherwise, I would travel in the qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, and if I did not have the responsibilities related to Jamia al-Ashrafiya in Mubarakpur, I would have taken a share in Dawat-e-Islami's efforts. His views on the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah as mentioned in his legal verdicts. In response to a question, Mufti Shariful Haq al-Amjadi expresses his love for the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah in his book, Fatawa Shari al-Bukhari. Dawat-e-Islami is a movement of pure Sunni creed, and I have met the founder of this movement, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas, many times. He is a Sunni individual with correct beliefs and a strict adherent of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's methodology. In his unique manner, he propagates this by conducting regular gatherings. All Sunni Muslims must join this movement, support it, and act upon its schedule. Those who criticize this movement and attempt to distance people from it are mistaken. Some of them have misunderstandings, and others oppose it due to personal reasons and agendas. The words of such people should not be given any consideration. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 2. Shaykh Arshad al-Qadri rahmatullahi alayhi. If Shaykh Arshad al-Qadri rahmatullahi alayhi was referred to as a king of writing, it would not be without justification. Sunni scholars refer to him with the titles of Ra'is al-Qalam and Ra'is al-Tahrir. His writings are must-reads, and he himself was a leading intellectual. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah had the honor of meeting him on a few occasions. The following story is sufficient to understand his sentiments regarding the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Once during a tour of Pakistan, Shaykh Arshad al-Qadri visited Dawat-e-Islami's international headquarters. When he met with the son and successor of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Haji Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, who was studying an Islamic scholarship course at the time, he asked, "Son, what do you do?" "I study in Jamiatul Madina," Haji Ubaid replied. Due to his keen insight, the Shaykh then said, "Son, study well. Not everyone receives ilm al-ladunni like your father." On another occasion, he said regarding the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, "It is a reality that a single Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri has caused a transformation in the entire world. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 3. Mawlana Abdul Mannan Raza Khan. He is the great grandson of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, grandson and successor of Mufti Azam Hind and founder of Jamia Nuriya Razaviya, Bareilly, India. A graduate of Darul Uloom, Manzar-e-Islam, Mawlana Abdul Mannan Raza Khan, Muddazilul Ali, issued the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah authorization in the Qadri Razavi spiritual path. On many occasions, he has expressed his positive views regarding the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah in several videos. The following are some comments he made on behalf of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's family in Bareilly, which are being presented here with some changes. It is from the grace and bounty of Allah that the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri, not only spread love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but also instilled admiration for Imam Ahmad Raza Khan in the hearts of people, which is a most commendable achievement. Alhamdulillah, I have come to know that Dawat-e-Islami has spread to many countries. May Allah make it a means of further propagating the methodology of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, and may he bestow upon it his grace and generosity. May Allah grant him, I the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, health and well-being, and may we witness further aid and service to Islam through him. I have expressed my sincere feelings. May Allah accept. Following this, Mawlana Abdul Mannan Atalullahu Umarahu very humbly states, this lowly and needy individual in on board with this sincere endeavor to watch this video, scan this QR code. In another video, Mawlana Abdul Mannan Raza Khan expressed his feelings through the following slogan, long live the leader of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah preserve the blessed family of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and the grand spiritual center that is Bareilly. May he allow the methodology of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan to spread successfully around the world. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Mufti Azam Hind student. Mufti Muti ar-Rahman Muzdar Razavi. Mufti Muhammad Muti ar-Rahman Muzdar Razavi Mudazilul Ali is a major Islamic scholar and Mufti of India. He has worked tirelessly for Islam, expressing his heartfelt sentiments about the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. He said, I am sinful and Mawlana Ilyas Qadri is covered in piety. May Allah place blessings in his life. May Allah grant him success in the mission he has taken on. It is not his own work, but work for Islam. This is our collective endeavor. He is worthy of being commended by all of us. We make dua that Allah grants him a long life and utilizes him for the religion as much as possible. We cannot carry out work in the way that Dawat-e-Islami is doing. Just as an Arabic proverb says, لِكُلِّ فَنِّ رِجَالٍ, this means that Allah created different people for varying tasks. Our only desire is that Allah grant success to every Sunni that is working for Islam anywhere in the world and allows them to continue this. To watch this video, scan this QR code. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Mawlana Khawaja Muzaffar Hussain, Shaykh al-Hadith, Dar al-Uloom, Noor al-Haq, Chara Muhammadpur, Faizabad, India. A prolific teacher and master of Islamic sciences, Shaykh Khawaja Muzaffar Hussain Rahmatullahi Alayh was Shaykh al-Hadith in an Islamic seminary of India known as Nur al-Haq. He was very impressed by the renowned book of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah entitled Blessings of Sunnah. Let us listen to some of the titles he referred to Amir of Ahlus Sunnah with in his praise of this work. May countless grace and favour pour upon the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, the founder and leader of Dawat-e-Islami, the devotee of Medina, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. He has meticulously collected rubies, diamonds and pearls, gathered them in one place, then named this collection Blessings of Sunnah, and presented it to those whose hearts beat earnestly in remembrance of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When this book appeared, the people began to read and act upon it with tearful eyes and eager hearts. I was also impressed by this book, such that when I received its first edition, I ensured to be in wudu before placing it on a stand to read from. It left me with tears in my eyes, and I read it numerous times. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Mufti Shamsul Huda al-Misbahi, former teacher at Jamia al-Ashrafiya, Mubarakpur, India, and current Mufti of Darul Ifta Kanzul Iman, West Yorkshire, UK. A former teacher at the celebrated Jamia al-Ashrafiya, Mubarakpur, India, Mufti Shamsul Huda Misbahi, Madduzilla Ali, who has been residing in the UK for several years now, has visited many centres of Dawat-e-Islami in India, Pakistan and Europe. From time to time, in his lectures and writings, he commends the activities of Dawat-e-Islami and praises the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Many of his comments can be viewed and heard on YouTube and other online platforms. The following is a statement of his which has been taken from a video with some minor changes. I feel that this is the special benevolence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he is utilizing this organization, i.e. Dawat-e-Islami, to fulfill his mission. It would not be an overstatement to say about Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri that Attar is the name of Raza's teachings. This organization is promulgating the methodology of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan to every corner of the world in various languages, in both verbal and written form. This is not only for men, but women also. We make dua that Allah grants it further success and protects it from envy and evil. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Azam Razavi Muddazilul Ali. When an individual or group strives the utmost for something praiseworthy, it is a promise of Allah that He will deliver them to success and to their goal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walladhina jahadu fina lanahdiyannahum subulana wa inna Allaha lama'al muhsinin. And those who strived in our path, we shall most definitely show them our ways. Surely Allah is with the virtuous. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is the murid of Shaykh Ziyaddin al-Madani rahmatullahi alayh, and the spiritual successor of the Shaykh's son, Mawlana Fazal al-Rahman. He calls to the Ahlus Sunnah and is deeply inspired by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Mawlana Mufti Badr al-Qadiri, a distinguished student of Mufti Azam Hind. Mufti Badr al-Qadiri rahmatullahi alayhi passed away on around the 1st of Safar, according to the 19th of September 2021. May Allah shower mercy upon his resting place. Among the scholars who lauded the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, he is from the foremost of them, and has even penned some poetry to this end. In one video, he made the following statements. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has spread across the entire globe. Its work is international. For around 10 years, I have been trying to convince people that there is only one international organization of Ahlus Sunnah in the entire world that is connected to قال الله وقال الرسول and to the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and that is Dawat-e-Islami. This was neither formed by itself nor in one day. Instead, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, his friends and those who aided them have strived greatly for it. After attaining special spiritual blessings from Medina, the fruits of the work that the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah started in Karachi can be seen spread throughout the world today. Alhamdulillah. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. Maulana Abdus Salam al-Qadiri al-Razavi. In 1399 AH, corresponding to 1979, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah visited Sri Lanka for his nephew's wedding. On the 11th of Rabiul Akhir, in accordance to the 10th of March 1979, during Dhuhr Salah at Hanfiya Maimun Masjid, he met Shaykh Abdus Salam Qadiri Rahmatullahi Alayh. The Shaykh saw many praiseworthy traits found in the character and mindset of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. During a gathering that took place in commemoration of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, the Shaykh said to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, "This night does not come again and again. It is a major occasion with regards to the spiritual path. So I grant you authorization in the Qadiri spiritual path, as I am a representative of Sayyidi Qutb al-Madinah. I make you another of his representatives. I also give you authorization in all the spiritual paths that I have licenses in besides the Qadiri way. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 10. Mufti Waqaruddin. The former Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Waqaruddin rahmatullahi alayhi, was very close with the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, as over a period of 22 years, the latter regularly travelled profusely to study with him and ask questions. He has many favours upon the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, and also granted him authorization in his spiritual path. The following is a response to a question he was asked about the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, which can be found in his book, Waqar al-Fatawa. I have known the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Ilyas Qadiri, for many years, as he would frequent me. It is through his consistent questions that he has become a person of knowledge. I readied him to establish this organization and administered him authorization in the spiritual path. He is my representative. There is no doubt he is a Sunni and a staunch one at that. He is also deeply inspired by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 11. Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Kazim, the Ghazali of his age, the Razi of his era, the Lion of Islam, Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Kazimi rahmatullahi alayhi was one of Pakistan's leading scholars. He had great passion for the religion. in Muharram 1403 AH, corresponding to 1983, he said the following: "To my brothers in the Ahlus Sunnah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The void which Sunnis were feeling for a long time is being filled by the admirable efforts of Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri. It is an obligation upon our scholars and sheikhs to spread the message of Dawat-e-Islami to every corner of Pakistan as well as overseas. Every Sunni should know that Ilyas Qadri is a firm Sunni and a murid of Mawlana Muhammad Ziyaddin Al-Qadri Al-Madani. والسلام مع الإكرام وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه ورسوله محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين." May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without account for his sake. آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Number 12. Mufti Muhammad Faiz Ahmad Awasi Razavi. Mufti Muhammad Faiz Ahmad Awasi Razavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, "What can I say about Mawlana Ilyas Qadri? Alhamdulillah, he possesses many qualities, the greatest of which is love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam and for Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. His work of propagating the religion, which he has done in a short space of time, is an immense favor of Allah upon him." On another occasion, he mentioned the following about Dawat-e-Islami's activities. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has spread to all countries and is particularly prevalent in ours. It has had positive impact on the youth, children, elders, and all people. Allah bless them such that they are universal in their scope of operation. Scholars and servants of the religion who are already well known have also joined them. Alhamdulillah, the rest of their workers are sincere and carrying out the work of Islam. I make dua that Allah extends the life of this great man and grants him success in all his endeavors. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 13. Abu Dawood Muhammad Siddiq Razavi Rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah, for the sake of the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, place blessings within the life and health of Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, the Amir of Dawat-e-Islami, the propagator of Islam and Sunnah. May Allah always keep him in safety and protection. Masha Allah, he has played an exemplary role in spreading and serving Islam across a wide spectrum of endeavors. By filling the hearts of the youth with love for the Prophet, he has made them devotees of Medina and those who are ready to sacrifice themselves for the master of Medina, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah safeguard him from the evil eye and the evil of enemies. And may he also allow this work to continue. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 14. Shaykh Abdul Hakim Sharaf Al-Qadri Rahmatullahi Alayh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. A hadith mentions, "Man ahya sunnati ba'da ma umitat falahu ajru mi'ati shaheedin." He who revived a sunnah of mine after it was abandoned shall have the reward of 100 martyrs. Considering this, one can imagine the reward that the Amir of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Ilyas Al-Qadri, and the preachers of Dawat-e-Islami will receive. By their admirable efforts, Hundreds of thousands have not only become practicing Muslims, but have also adopted the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam too. Just as this success is owed to the Amir of Dawat-e-Islami's tireless efforts and lectures, his book Blessings of Sunnah also plays a major role. Muhammad Abdul Hakim Sharaf, founder of Maktaba Qadiriyah, 6th of Zulhijjah 1427 AH, in accordance to the 28th of December 2006. Number 15, Sheikh Mansha Tabish Qasuri Rahmatullahi Alayh. The Amir of Dawat-e-Islami, Muhammad Ilyas Al-Qadiri, is that blessed personality whose practical efforts have influenced countless young Muslims. He has established himself as a minaret on the path of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Encouraging the young generation to follow the Sunnah is no minor achievement. It is proof of the Honorable Amir's noble efforts that every person affiliated with this organization, be they young or old, man or woman, they possess a love for Islam and attempt to live their temporary lives in a manner that produces the best outcome for them in the eternal hereafter. You will find large numbers of people from every walk of life who are ready to sacrifice everything for his movement. What can be greater than seeing people receiving the treasure of love for Allah and for his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Every action of his is to propagate the Muhammadan Sharia. His literary works highlight the way we should act. His poems extol the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and longing for Medina is his everything. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 16, Sayyid Turab al-Haq al-Qadiri. When Sayyid Turab al-Haq al-Qadiri rahmatullahi alayhi was asked about the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, he declared, "I have been acquainted with Mawlana Ilyas Qadiri for the past 35 years. You can imagine for yourself what his age was at that time. It is our view that Dawat-e-Islami is a Sunni organization. He is one who possesses authentic Sunni beliefs, and his Dawat-e-Islami is carrying out work for Islam. He is supported by scholars of the Ahlus Sunnah." In response to another question, he once said, "Ilyas Qadiri is from the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Attend his gatherings and attain blessings there." To watch the video, scan this QR code. Number 17, Mufti Muhammad Naseem Misbahi Muddazilul Ali. Dawat-e-Islami is a movement of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Over a period of 40 years, this organization has brought countless people to the right path. There is no telling of how many people grew their beards due to them. Whether we look at their building of masjids and madrasas, publishing of literature, or any other religious work, they have carried it out in an exemplary manner. The initiator of these efforts is the personality who we call Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri. And what an immense amount this amazing man has done. Jamia Al-Ashrafiya Mubarakpur of Azamgarh, as well as this insignificant person humbly referring to himself, "We support Dawat-e-Islami and are ready to carry out any work we can. May Allah bless and lengthen the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's life." Number 18, Mufti Muhammad Abdul Qayyum Hazarawi, the founder and principal of Lahore's Jamia Nizamiya Razaviya and the Raza Foundation, the former Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Abdul Qayyum Hazarawi Rahmatullahi Alayh, said regarding the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, "I have met him myself I found him to be extremely humble, practicing, concerned with people's well-being, respectful of scholars, and exceptionally sincere in the matter of strengthening and spreading Islam. Seeing the young people affiliated with his movement and adhering to the Sunnah is a continuous testament to his sincerity, steadfastness, effort, and struggle. Without any exaggeration, he is an invaluable treasure for Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 19. Rajab Deeb al-Shami rahmatullahi alayhi, Syria. I was just asked regarding the gathering in Multan and how I found it. I say that with the grace of Allah, I have visited many countries but have not beheld a larger gathering of sacred knowledge and dhikr other than in the plains of Arafat. The organizing of such a large gathering is a proof that the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is somebody who is close to Allah. If the ruler of a country or any other high-ranking person attempted this, then leave alone many people congregating, they would be unable to get even a few together. Yet, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is widely loved. He conducted such an expansive gathering only to teach people of Islam. When I say his name, I perceive something more delightful than sweet food. The satisfaction of food is restricted to the mouth, but love for the beloved servants of Allah is sensed in the heart. When the Shaykh was leaving the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's house to return home, he exclaimed, "I smell a fragrance here similar to what I smelt at the shrine of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My body is departing, but my heart remains here." To watch the video, scan this QR code. May Allah have mercy upon the scholars of the Ahlus Sunnah and forgive us without account for their sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 20. Sayyid Abdul Aziz al-Khatib al-Dimashqi. A few years ago, Sayyid Abdul Aziz al-Khatib al-Dimashqi al-Shafi'i Muddazil al-Ali, along with his associates, visited the international headquarters of Dawat-e-Islami. He was warmly welcomed and gave the following advice to the Islamic brothers who were present there. "We direct you to remain in his company," referring to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, "and take benefit from it, just as you take benefit from his speeches." He then addressed the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah with these words, "Sayyidi Shaykh Ilyas, if Allah asks me on the Day of Judgment whether I spent any time in the company of a righteous person, I will respond, yes, I spent some time with Ilyas Qadri. Whoever of us attains salvation, he will grasp the hand of his brother, i.e. to intercede for him." Number 21. Sheikh Mahmud Nasir Al-Hut Al-Halabi Al-Shafi'i Al-Azari Rahmatullahi Alayhi. "Truly, this meeting with the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is a source of blessings, and perhaps it will give us ease in the future and the ability to carry out major works. Alhamdulillah, this ummah is still producing people of this caliber. I say to the people of Pakistan that they should stay in the company of this great scholar. This ummah will remain upon goodness so long as they hold fast to individuals like this." To watch the videos of Sayyid Abdul Aziz Al-Khatib and Sheikh Mahmud Nasir Al-Hut, scan this QR code. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 22. Sayyid al-Habib Umar bin Hafiz, Yemen. The internationally renowned Shafi'i scholar of Tarim, Yemen, Habib Umar bin Hafiz, Hafizahullah, is the head of a celebrated institute known as Darul Mustafa. He is from the most well-known scholars of the Arab world. He has a sizable number of admirers and often tours various countries to spread Islam. Some time ago, he visited the international headquarters of Dawat-e Islami and met the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. On one occasion, he expressed the following views in relation to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Sheikh Muhammad Ilyas Al-Qadiri leads the blessed Sunni movement in Karachi known as Dawat-e Islami. May Allah grant him a long life of health, bestow upon him perpetual well-being, place blessings in his efforts, make his benefit widespread, accept his services, and bless those affiliated with Dawat-e Islami and the members of its central executive committee. May he place blessings in the various righteous activities and services of Dawat-e Islami and in the money that is spent on it. It, i.e. Dawat-e Islami, is steadfast upon the path of the pious predecessors, i.e. the companions, radiyallahu anhum, and tabi'een, rahmahumullah. It walks the path of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. To watch the video, scan this QR code. Number 23. Abdul Hadi Al-Kharasa Al-Damishki, Hafizahullah. Sheikh Abdul Hadi Muhammad Al-Kharasa Al-Dimashki Al-Hanafi As-Shadili, Hafizahullah, is one of the most renowned and distinguished scholars of Syria. He is a graduate of Mahad al-Fath al-Islami and Jamia al-Azhar. He is a scholar, author of several books, poet, Sufi, and one of the foremost sheikhs of the Shadhili way. He also met the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and made the following statement. It is from the special grace of Allah that He honored me to visit the Fizan-e Medina center of the Islamic organization Dawat-e Islami. Things found individually in other organizations are found together in this one international center. In reality, this work is the work of the entire Ummah. Members of this Ummah have dedicated their time to support this undertaking with their intellectual abilities, physical skills, knowledge, and finances, while seeking proximity to Allah and desiring to deliver the true message of Islam untouched by any innovation, misguidance, or doubt. These people are spreading Muhammadan light to all parts of the world. We thank Allah for granting us the opportunity to meet a great personality like Sheikh Muhammad Ilyas Al-Qadiri. May Allah reward this esteemed and noble individual. We make dua to Allah that He grants the Sheikh blessings in his life, bestows upon him health and well-being, and allows his teachings to remain with us and all Muslims. May Allah bless the Sheikh's students and representatives and make them sources of benefit that spread throughout the world, until by His grace this light reaches every heart, mind and home. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. To watch the video, scan this QR code. Number 24. A message from Chechnya's Mufti Saleh Majidov, Muddazilul Ali. Our most beloved and honorable Sheikh, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri, Hafizahullah, we had love and admiration for you even before we met. May Allah grant you health, well-being, and even more honor. Your efforts for serving Islam will hopefully be accepted. Remember us in your gatherings and prayers, and do not forget us when you stand before Allah. May He grant you further blessings and health. To watch the video, scan this QR code. Number 25. Mufti Abdul Mannan Muddazilul Ali, translator of Kanzul Iman, Mufti of Bangladesh. Alhamdulillah, I have great admiration for all the activities of Dawat-e-Islami, this sunnah propagating movement that has been established in this time of tribulations and detachment from the religion has created new hope in the Sunni world. Alongside preaching, the vast collection of books I have seen will cause a major transformation within the Sunni world, inshallah. I was very impressed. I make dua to Allah that He grants Dawat-e-Islami further success. My first meeting with Ilyas Al-Qadri took place in Dubai, and upon seeing him, I became certain he is a saint. Alhamdulillah. May Allah have mercy upon all Sunni scholars and forgive us without account for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To watch the video, scan this QR code. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 26. Qazi Mu'in ad-Din Muddazilul Ali, Jamia Subhaniya Aliya, Chittagong, Bangladesh. From the time I came to know of Dawat-e-Islami, I have expressed gratitude in the court of Allah, as we were waiting for a long time for such action to be taken. The sacrifices of Mawlana Abu Bilal Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri Ar-Razavi resulted in the formation of that organization in Pakistan, which now calls to righteousness on an international level, in accordance with the way of Ahlus Sunnah. I have witnessed their work in many places. They are bringing Muslims from every field to the correct path. There is no match to such work. To watch the video, scan this QR code. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.